السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله
وصحبه وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. الحمد لله ہم حضور تاج الشریعہ علیہ رحمت الرضوان والے ہیں اور الحمدللہ ہم حضور محدث کبیر دامت برکاتہم العالیہ والے ہیں اور جو حضور تاج الشریعہ والے ہیں اور حضور محدث کبیر دامت برکاتہم العالیہ والے ہیں دراصل وہی اعلیٰ حضرت والے ہیں. کیونکہ بات ساری نسبت کی ہے اور ہم سب کو حضور تاج الشریعہ سے نسبت ہے، حضور محدث کبیر سے نسبت ہے، اور ان کی نسبت کا تاج رکھتے ہیں، ہر مرض کا علاج رکھتے ہیں، ان کی نسبت کا تاج رکھتے ہیں، ہر مرض کا علاج رکھتے ہیں. کیوں خوف ہو ہمیں صلح کلیوں سے، ہم بھی تو رضوی مزاج رکھتے ہیں. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations upon the best of all creation Sayyidina Rasulullah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم upon the blessed ازواج مطہرات اہل بیت کرام خلفاء راشدین صحابہ کرام ائمہ مجتہدین and the اولیاء امت علماء کرام رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہم اجمعین. الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ once again we are blessed to be in these blessed programs. As you know, many of the brothers have traveled huge distances to be present in these blessed urse razvi nuri amjadi and yaad-e taj o sharia gatherings. Along with all those who come regularly, we have many who are here for the first time, and we have many familiar faces, and we have some of those who would regularly frequent these mahafil but are no longer with us. We pray Allah Almighty raise their status, grant them all Jannah, and from the bottom of my heart I pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty rewards Hazrat Allama Mufti Aftab Qasim Sahib Qibla and all of his team for making these blessed gatherings possible. The question we should be asking ourselves is, why are we here? Many of you have traveled for days, people from all over the world. But why here? Why Durban? If it's just to gather in an Islamic gathering or to meet other Sunni brothers, this can be done anywhere in the world. So why here? Have we been requested to come? Invited? What is the purpose? Hazrat Mufti Zahid Hussain Qibla hinted towards this today in his Jummah speech with regards to the intention. My dear brothers in Islam, when the awliya-i-kiram instruct,
They instruct in many ways. They either give specific instructions to one individual or a group of individuals, or they give general guidelines, they give general instructions for the masses to act on according to their intellect. But sometimes the awliya-i-kiram, when they give instructions where from the outset the instructions look like a particular set of guidelines, but those with sight, those blessed ones, read between the lines and they see a set of specific, clear instructions. For example, if somebody comes to me and they say to me, I have a certain problem, can you advise me who I should go so that he may assist me? If I say to that person, go and see my beloved. Now this may not mean anything to most of you. But if you ask Ahmed Sabir by here, there are clear, specific instructions. He knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Subhanallah.
Or if I said to you, go and see my beloved. He's a great Alimuddin. Not just a great Alimuddin, he's a beautiful Alimuddin. He's a beautiful person, of beautiful manners, a beautiful personality. He works night and day for the deen, for the propagation of the true teachings of Maslaki Ala Hazrat Azimul Barakat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is a beloved of Huzur Taju Sharia. He is a beloved of Huzur Muhaddith Kabir. I love him immensely from the bottom of my heart. I respect him dearly. He is from South Africa. He is from Durban. Now I don't even need to mention that I am talking about Hazrat Mufti Aftab Qasim Sahib. There's no need for anybody to mention, because the guidelines, the description, the conditions are making it absolutely crystal clear that there is none other who fits this criterion, conditions and descriptions than Huzur Mufti Aftab Qasim Sahib. So let us see what the awliya-i-kiram have instructed. If we go to the court of the king of the awliya, Huzur Shahinshah-e-Baghdad, Mahbub-e-Subhani-Qutb-e-Rabbani, Huzur Sultan Shaykh Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And let us see what instructions Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak radiyallahu ta'ala gives us. Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak, when asked about the gatherings, where should we go? Who should we go and sit with? And what is the cycle of success? Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, it doesn't matter which route you take, whether you take the scenic route or whether you take the shortcut, you will fail every single time. You will fail every single time until you act upon these conditions. The first condition Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, La buddha laka shaykhin min, La buddha lak min shaykhin hakim. Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that it doesn't matter what you do, until you do this first thing, your failing is guaranteed. And what is this first thing? Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak says, you must put your hand into the hands of a Kamil Sheikh.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Ya Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak, what kind of Kamil Sheikh? And Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak radiyallahu ta'ala says, a Kamil Sheikh who becomes a Hakim for you. Now there are two types of Hakims. One, a medical Hakim who checks your pulse and he becomes aware of your physical diseases, your physical problems, your physical illnesses and prescribes the cure medicines accordingly. And then there is one spiritual Hakim who casts his blessed gaze upon you. And he knows whether this person is infected by the diseases of the heart. Is he lazy in his fara'is? Has he been infected by the diseases of lust, of ego, of pride, of gossip, of sin? And he prescribes a spiritual cure according to the disease.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
My dear brothers in Islam, look in which direction of the world Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala is sending us. If you ask Hazrat Maulana Aftab Qasim Sahib, if you ask Hazrat Mufti Jamal Mustafa Sahib, if you ask Huzur Mufti Abu Yusuf Sahib, Mufti Zahid Hussain Sahib, if you ask all of them, when people come to them for medical, physical problems, or people come to them for spiritual problems, which Hakim do they consult? They consult the Hakim who is the Noor-e-Nazar of Huzur Sadru Sharia, Badru Tariqa, Hazrat-e Allama Mufti Hakim Amjadi Alayhi Rahma. And it is that blessed personality who you are doing the ziyarat of, Huzur Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala says, put your hands into the hands of, sit in the presence of, sit at the feet of a Kamil Shaykh who becomes a Hakim for you. Ya Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala. What kind of Kamil Shaykh? Nowadays we have people with hair all the way down to their backsides. And even their murids say, Hamara peer to bahut Kamil hai. We have people who have stubbles. And their murids also say that our peer is a Kamil. Ya Huzur Ghaus-e Pak, who is a Kamil Shaykh? And Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala says, Alimin wa amilin bi hukmillahi ta'ala azza wa jal. A Kamil Shaykh is who? That blessed personality who is a scholar, and not just any old scholar, but a scholar who acts in accordance to the commands of Allah Almighty. My dear brothers, keep ticking off the list and see in which direction Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is sending you. Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes on to say, Yahdik. A Kamil Shaykh who is not just a Hakim, who is not just a scholar, who is not just one who acts in accordance with the rules of Sharia, who acts upon the commands of Allah Almighty, he also guides you.
Subhanallah.
Are we not here for guidance? Are we not at the feet of our spiritual Hakim to gain guidance? And Huzur Ghaus-e Pak says, وَيُعَلِّمُ. The one who teaches you. وَيَنْسَحُ. The one who advises you. And then Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala uses the beautiful word وَيُحَزَّب. From the word muhazzab, well-mannered, honorable. Tahzeeb, we use the word tahzeeb. In Arabic, they use the word tahzeeb al-asjar. A gardener who does landscape gardening is called tahzeeb al-asjar. His job is to look after the garden. That's his job, nothing else. He has his tools. Wherever he sees weeds, he clips the weeds. Wherever he sees branches spouting their heads, he cuts them, he trims them. His only one and only job is to make sure that the beauty of this garden is maintained. And Huzur Ghaus-e Pak is telling you the same thing. That the job of this Kamil Shaykh is to make sure that when he sees that the weeds of ego and pride are sprouting their heads, he trims these down. When he sees that the disease of sin and lying and gossiping and backbiting, the branches are going higher, he cuts down these branches. When he sees that the diseases of the heart have infected these leaves have become infected, he treats these leaves. And when he sees the vines, the poison ivy vines, which go everywhere. When he sees that these vines are going and sitting in every single gathering, when he sees that these vines are going and sitting with the plants and trees where he has no job there, when he sees that these vines have become infected with the diseases of sulh kulliyat, that this kamil, he rips out the roots of this disease of sulh kulliyat and makes him honorable. And when this rugged, sharp-edged rock which came into the presence of the Kamil Sheikh, now, after he is free now from the illnesses of the heart, from the physical illnesses, after he becomes honorable, now he becomes a smooth pebble. When he becomes a smooth pebble, now he is sent to the experts of quality control. He is sent to the court of Huzur Taj Sharia. He is sent to the court of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind to check for the finer details, to check for any blemishes. And then he is sent to the court of Huzur Ala Hazrat Azim Barakat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this pebble, this shining smooth pebble, is now polished. Huzur Wasipak is telling you the journey. All of you who have travelled huge distances, don't think when you landed in Durban this is the end of your destination. Huzur Wasifak radiallahu ta'ala is telling you that this is the start of your spiritual journey. This is the start. Where did the journey start? At the feet of a Kamil Sheikh. Once this pebble is polished, now it is presented in the court of Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak radiallahu anhu. And Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak, when he casts his blessed gaze upon this shining pebble, he transforms it into a gem, into an emerald or a ruby. And this ruby is now on his journey to his final destination. The ruby is presented in the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Now he has reached the destination of his spiritual journey. He has reached the end of his cycle. And once he gains the pleasure of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has indeed gained the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And this pleasure is his success in this world and the success in the hereafter. So look at all these instructions, all these conditions, the criteria, the framework, the guidelines are all sending you to one and only place. And this is the place we are used to. Why? Because there is something which has brought you here. The seekers, Hazrat Mufti Aftab Sahab Qibla, he was just saying now, the seekers have come to the light. The parvane have come towards the ziya. And not just any old ziya, the ziya al-Mustafa. Allah Almighty grant us the tawfiq to gain fares as much as we can from the mashayikh ikram and the ulama ikram in the few days we are here. And Allah Almighty again reward Hazrat Mufti Aftab Qasim Sahib Qibla and all of his team. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to be steadfast upon the maslak of Allah Hazrat Azir Barka till we breathe our last. Allah Almighty keep us under the shade of our mashayikh in this world and when we rise on the day of judgment. And Allah Almighty keep us under the shade of the mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we leave this world, in the grave, when we raise on the day of judgment, when we are the Nizani Adal, when we are the Hawza Kawthar, and when we cross the pul sirat into Jannah, inshallah. Yu raza, aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dho machane wale.
Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah.